Week 2, Wednesday, Matins, Second Nocturne. Wherever you are, Master, we find mercy and truth. Psalm 89, Part 1. I will sing about Yahweh's mercy forever, and my mouth will reveal your fidelity to every generation. Because I said to myself, mercy rests on an eternal foundation, and your fidelity is established from the heavens themselves. And I have made a pact with the one I chose. I swore to my slave David, I will maintain your dynasty forever and secure your throne through every generation. The very heavens declare your awesome power, Yahweh, and your fidelity shows in the order of these holy beings. And who is there in heaven to compare with Yahweh? God is much more fearsome than any of these holy ones, and is given deference by all who surround him. Yahweh, God of such an army, can anyone be as powerful as you, Yahweh? And your fidelity is all around you. It is you who control the raging sea and quiet its waves when they rise too high. And you shatter the monster Rahab with a mortal blow, just as you disperse all your enemies with your mighty arm. And as the heavens are yours, the earth belongs to you, because you are the one who set up the earth and all it holds. You created north and south, Tabor and Hermon, and they find joy in your name. Yes, you have a mighty arm, and your hands are strong, your fists raised to strike. Virtue and justice are the foundations of your throne, and mercy and truth are your heralds. What a blessing to be the people who celebrate such a king. They walk about, Yahweh, with your face to light their way. They are happy from one end of the day to the next, and they are lifted up by your virtue, because you are the basis of their strength. And because of your favor, we shake the horns upon our heads. Yes, our shield is Yahweh's, and our king belongs to Israel's holy God. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Wherever you are, Master, we find mercy and truth. When the Son of God came into this world, he was born as David's descendant. Part 2. Long ago you spoke to your holy prophet in a vision. I have lent my support to the one I chose from the people. I found my slave David, and I anointed him with my holy oil. And my hand will always be firmly upon him, and my arm will be his strength. His enemies will not get the better of him, and children of depravity will not harass him. I will beat down his enemies in front of him, and torment those who hate him. And my loyalty and mercy will be with him, and he will shake the horns on his head in my name. I will stretch his left hand out to the seacoast, and his right hand to the river. And he will tell me, you are my father, my God, the rock who keeps me safe. And I will make him my firstborn, the highest of all the earth's kings. I will keep my mercy for him forever, and my treaty will stay firmly in place with him. And I will also have his descendants go on forever, and his throne will endure as long as heaven. If his children abandon my law and do not follow my orders, if they break my rules and do not keep my commandments, then I will take my rod and punish their infractions and beat them for their wrongs. But I will not completely remove my love from them or abandon my loyalty to them. I will not violate my treaty or change any word my lips have pronounced. I have sworn by my own holiness, and I will not lie to David. His descendants will last forever, and his throne will be like the sun to me. It will be set up forever like the moon and like all the faithful witnesses in the sky. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. When the Son of God came into this world, he was born as David's descendant. Please look down on us, Master, and see how we are despised. Part 3. But now you have rejected and loathed him. You have been enraged at the one you anointed. You have rejected the treaty you made with your slave and have desecrated his crown in the dirt. You have broken down all his walls. You have demolished all his forts. And everyone who passes by loots his homes. He is laughed at by all his neighbors. You have strengthened his opponent's hands and given pleasure to all his enemies. You have blunted the edge of his sword and have given him no support when he fights. You have brought an end to his reputation and toppled over his very throne. You have cut him off short in his youth and covered him with disgrace. How long is this to be, Yahweh? Will you hide from us forever? Will your anger be like a fire and burn us up? Remember what a short life I have. How could you have created us mortal men for nothing? Can any man live and never see death? Can he free his life from the grave's hold over it? Yahweh, where is the love you once had, that you once swore to keep for David in your fidelity? Remember, Yahweh, how your slaves are insulted, how we carry this in our hearts from peoples all around us, the contempt your enemies have hurled at us, Yahweh, the outrages that follow the steps of your appointed prince. May Yahweh be blessed forever and forever. Amen. Amen. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The living God, my Master, is to be praised forever. When we listen to what you say, our minds are filled with light, because it is a humble heart that understands.